Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to TSB Talk Sport and Business. I'm Neil Oja, and on TSB, it's the time for this.
TSB, the Fans Forum with Pranav Prasanna, Talk 100.3.
Pranav Prasanna with all fanfare in the studios. Pranav, welcome.
Thank you so much, Neil. I've missed the Fans Forum for a while, but it's good to be back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Mujhe batao, kya chal raha hai? Dubai Duty Free Tennis is going to happen just around the corner. Who all can we expect? Is there any new announcement with regards to any superstars coming in?
Absolutely. Every time it's the month of Feb, the excitement starts to creep in, especially around the Dubai Tennis Stadium and the areas surrounding that. And the recent announcement, as well as just come in, that four-time Grand Slam champion and former world number one, Naomi Osaka, is coming to Dubai. This is an absolutely exciting announcement. It was already confirmed that the world's top 10 female tennis players will be present at this year's tournament. Now, add to that a four-time Grand Slam champion. I cannot put my finger on an athlete that is going to go on and lift this title. There's a story in every corner if you look at it. Naomi Osaka, recently turned mother, couldn't go the distance in the Australian Open. She's doing really well in Doha right now. That is a tournament that's happening. She'll soon fly out to Dubai, where, you know, possibly she has a chance of lifting the title for the first time. Sabalenka, on the other hand, defending champion in Australia, successfully, in fact, defended that crown. She hasn't won in Dubai just yet, but she has a chance at that red-hot form. In fact, she'd be the pick of many people. Elena Rybakina, who was the finalist of the Australian Open in 2023, she was here a week ago in Abu Dhabi. She won that event. She's doing really well in Doha. And now she'll fly out to Dubai again, and who can forget, in fact, my favorite, Iga Swiatek. She was knocked out in the third round of the Australian Open, but a chance at redeeming herself in Dubai. She made it to the finals last year, couldn't win, but there's definitely a chance this year.
Oh, well, definitely, as you know, chances for all of these superstars to not just win here, but also to enjoy the good weather that Dubai has to offer at this part of the year. You know, at the DP World IL T20, whenever we met and spoke to any player, they were like, hey, you know what, great tournament, and at the same time, great time to visit Dubai. So, you reckon these players who come in and play for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, the rest 22 hours, they're probably chilling at one of the beaches and having the famous brunches that Dubai has to offer?
Well, Neil, funny you mentioned that you're drawing a cricket parallel over here, but tennis is a lot different when you think in those terms, because you don't have confirmed timings of when matches begin, at least in the initial days, because that depends on how much the duration of the earlier matches. Of course, you draw out the possibility of match starts 1 p.m. and then the 3 p.m. and then you even have the 7 p.m. starts, but that again depends on how long the previous matches go. I can tell you some of these incredible athletes duel, in fact, fight it out on these courts for matches that a three-setter or a two-set game, even in straight sets, that could possibly go on for about 2.5 hours, even 3 hours. I've sat through those matches. They're absolutely intense. And your muscle recovery, again, to come back and play the very next day, you don't have a break in between like how you see in Grand Slams. You got to come back the very next day and play as well. So it's extremely intense. I do believe that they have some time to enjoy, but not to go to the brunches. I had a chance to catch up with Irina Sabalenka previously, and something that she mentioned, one of her best friends, Paula Badosa, she'll also be in Dubai. Paula is a resident in Dubai, so these two enjoy going out to the restaurants and the brunches. Amazonico, I believe, is one of their favorite restaurants, but they know their places in Dubai.
Well, I'm so sure, you know, if they don't know, then producer Pranav is there to guide them, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You made a list of your own favorite brunches.
In fact, I did. I do have a few favorites around the DIFC area. Jumeirah Lake Towers is always a good place to be, or even whether it's our good friends at the Mina Siyahi or the Palm Island. So you've got your few favorites, and it's all about discovering Dubai. Some of the athletes, again, are residents, or they come down to train over here. Some who live, say, in the States, or someone who's living in Eastern Europe. They come out for the climatic conditions. They love the sun here and the beaches as well. And obviously, you know, you get to bring your family out here as well. You've got, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and, you know, you try and brainstorm how extreme and how exciting Dubai goes with its tennis and the way they want to broadcast themselves as, or at least portray themselves as. You remember the Roger Federer image on top of the helipad, don't
right.
you? How extreme can Dubai get? So always the conversation is there for the team to explore. And I think Madame Tussauds, in my opinion, could be one of those locations where you could take players out and you build a campaign, or you tell a story around how success can be achieved, and possibly you could be one of those players that are next in those museums for people to come and see.
Quite possibly. Now, Pranav, quickly, your bits on your thoughts on the potential champions or potential players who could reach the finals if not win.
This is a very tough one.
I always love doing that.
Who is going to win, or who I want to see win?
Who is going to, not who you want to. Your favorite's out.
All right. You know what? I'm going to say this quite simply. The finalists, I should hope to see Irina Sabalenka and Iga Swiatek in the finals. Both incredibly powerful hitters. Iga Swiatek's got a great return, and she's got a great presence of mind as well. She's world number one for, I think, a consecutive 91 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, at this given point as we're talking. So I would expect the finalists to be between these two.
And just in case if these two don't reach the finals, you know who to blame. Pranav Prasanna from the Fans Forum right here on TSB.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.